From London, BBC Caribbean Report. Grenada's Prime Minister Ben Jones, having announced a March 13th election date, says above all else, Sir Eric Gehry must not return to power.
I think that is the most important part of the whole election exercise.
Cuba's President Fidel Castro gives Caribbean teachers a taste of his anti-US fire. And St. Lucian Prime Minister John Compton, not impressed with the Dominican Republic's promise to stay out of the banana market.
I'm like St. Thomas. When I see, I will believe.
I'm Hugh Crosskill, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Grenadians go to the polls in a general election on March 13th. Prime Minister Ben Jones made the announcement yesterday, saying that the March 13th date, the 11th anniversary of the Grenada Revolution, would give the day a totally new significance. Today I telephoned Prime Minister Jones and asked him about predictions of a low voter turnout on election day.
I tend to believe that recognizing the importance of those elections, a lot of people will want to cast their vote. I know there have been people who have shown some reluctance, I suppose because of confusion. But I believe that the position is changing now, and that come election time, people will seek to register their vote to ensure that they have the kind of government that they really want.
Do you think it is important for the country, for the whole process of stability, that one party emerges with an overall majority so as to avoid any coalition after the election?
I think that is absolutely essential. And we have been trying to make that point because we believe that that is where the future lies. We've had some coalitions, if you like to call it, before. We've had the alliance in 1976, and then we've had the NNP kind of coalition in 1984. Both fell away. And while that might become necessary, we are really hoping that it shouldn't at all occur, so that one party can win through and implement its own program.
Obviously, you're confident of your own party's chances, but do you think it is important, given the various choices that the electorate has, above everything else, they ensure that Sir Eric Gehry doesn't return to power?
I think that is the most important part of the whole election exercise. We know what his coming to power means. That, in fact, was the main factor responsible for the revolution in 1979. And I think, by and large, the people do not want another revolution. They do not want a gun government again at all. And I think they are fully aware that that possibility looms. If, perchance, he were to come back, he's going to revert to the excesses that caused people to be so fed up as to give support to a revolution. And I don't think Grenada can afford that, and I don't think the people want that, and they understand the implication.
Some reports suggesting that the National Democratic Congress of Nicholas Brathwaite is considered to be the early favorite to win the poll.
I do not believe that that's the feeling on the ground now. I heard some time ago that a poll had been taken and that it reflected that. But even at that time, I think it was also reflected that the bigger portion of the electorate had declared itself to be undecided. I think the position now has evened up a lot more. I don't know that there's any clear favorite now. In fact, I think recent developments indicate that my party has been gaining more ground than any of the others.
Grenada's Prime Minister Ben Jones. Last Friday on Caribbean Report, the Dominican Republic moved to end the banana row with its CARICOM neighbors. The country's Secretary of State for Foreign Affairs, Senor Joaquin Ricardo, said his government would abandon plans for the export of bananas to Europe since they so angered CARICOM's banana-producing countries. Today I sought a reaction from St. Lucia's Prime Minister John Compton. He made it clear that the Caribbean never wanted the Dominican Republic to gain accession to the Lomé Convention in the first place.
Dominican Republic, as it were, piggybacked on Haiti into Lomé. There was no great enthusiasm on the part of the Caribbean to support their application. But we realize that it would have been easier for us to get Haiti. And consequently, we then permitted the Dominican Republic to come in on specific conditions and specific assurances. And soon after that, we read statements in the newspapers that they are going to export to the United Kingdom in volumes that will definitely upset the market. and, as it were, going back on the assurances. And that will give us some sort of misgivings in examining the application for membership or even associated membership of CARICOM.
The Secretary of State's explanation that they didn't think that if they were to export bananas paying the 20% tariff that that would cause any harm. Was this ever your understanding prior to Lome signing?
No, that was not. They were not, what they said, they were not exporting at all because the 20% tariff is not the barrier as far as Latin fruit is concerned. The Latins... bananas from Latin America can jump that tariff very easily because they're low-cost producers compared to us. And the fact what keeps us in the market vis-a-vis the Latin countries is really the licensing system. And the licensing system recently has been weakened by the